It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. If you are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle. In John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus said, I am the vine and ye are the branches. Jesus described himself as a vine, a plant, a vine, a shrub, like a small tree. And he said he is the vine, like the stem, and you are the branches. If Jesus is the stem and you are the branches, which means you and Jesus are the same plant. The tissues that run through the stem are the same tissues that run through the branches. The xylem tissues, the phloem tissues, and the same fluid that's running through the stem is running through the branches. The same life that the stems got, that same life the branches got. In other words, it's the same life that Jesus has. That's the same life that you have. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, we understand that you and I, we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. We are created in Christ Jesus. And I explained this in this manner, that when God was going to have many sons, just like when you are in manufacturing, if you're going to manufacture the same kind of a particular product, you could just do one, like you're creating many vessels. You can make one vessel and use it to form a mold. And then with that mold, you can make many more of the same type of vessel. So we are created in a mold, and that mold is Christ Jesus. So we become the same like Jesus is. If you have followed in this series, you will have understood that we are not mere men. We are not flesh like animals. We are actually spirits that have been clothed with a body. The same way Jesus, when he was on earth, he understood that he was not mere flesh. He was a spirit that came from above. He was only clothed with a human covering. It's the same thing you and I. We are not mere. We are spirits that have come from God the Father, like Jesus came from God. And we are only clothed with the human flesh. The Bible shows us that it does not yet appear what we shall be. We might look ordinary to you now. The people of the world might look at us like this, think we are like them. But if we are Christians that we are, in the first place, Christians mean like Christ or like Jesus Christ. If we are like Jesus Christ, which we truly are, it doesn't yet appear to the people of the world who we really are. They look at us, they don't know who we are. The Bible said the same thing of Jesus. Jesus was saying to us, he says, they will hate you because you are not of the world. He said, if they hate you, they hated me first. And then he goes on to say, listen, they will not know you because they didn't know me either. The people of the world will look at you, they won't know you because they didn't know Jesus either. They thought Jesus was just a human being. In Mark 4, they looked at him and said, how could he say he's the Messiah? How could he call himself God? Is this not Jesus, the carpenter? They knew him just as an ordinary human being.
That's the same way they look at you as an ordinary human being. They look at you, you are ordinary to them. That's the same way they looked at Jesus as ordinary. They couldn't take him as God until he was crucified. And when Jesus was on the cross, certain things happened. The Bible says there was an earthquake and darkness covered the face of the earth for 3 hours. And then there was one guy, a centurion, who was close by there. He looked at him. He said, this guy truly must be the Son of God. This guy is not ordinary. Look, we have been killing people before. We have been crucifying people in this same place. How come the death of this guy brought about an earthquake? And then there was darkness everywhere for 3 hours. There is something about this guy. He must be the Son of God. And I'm sure when he got home the next, or maybe the next day, he heard that the curtain that has separated the Holy of Holies in the temple of God from the outside that nobody can enter into, that curtain tore from the top to the bottom when Jesus gave up on the cross. Ah, he said, I said it. That guy is not ordinary. Your life is going to begin to manifest the supernatural that people will begin to realize there is something about your life that is beyond the ordinary. You've heard me share different testimonies about my life, how I heard Reverend Tom teach about the supernatural life that does not know sickness, the divine health that God has put inside every one of us as his children. And if you have that divine life, you should never be sick one day of your life. The moment I heard it, that was the year 1995. Since then, I began to declare, I have divine life in me. I have the health of God in my body. I should never be sick, not one day of my life. And since then, I have never need a single paracetamol. About 2 Wednesdays ago, I shared another testimony. My BP was read to be very high, astronomically high. And they suggest that we see a doctor. I agreed because of some reason. If you listen to that tape, you know what I'm talking about. Then we went to the doctor. The doctor checked my BP, said, what? So high. They prescribed the medicine. They thought I was not going to eat because my wife told the doctor and the people there that he doesn't eat medicine. So I said, don't worry, prescribe it. They prescribed. I took the medicine. I gave it to my wife. Every day I said, put it in my hand. She put it in my hand. I eat it. The next day I said, put it in my hand. She put it. I eat it. For 2 weeks, we went back to the doctor. The doctor checked it. He said, it's still very high. I said, so what's next? He said, maybe we'll try another 1 week or two. Good. We went home. I said, put it in my hand. Every day I eat it. Put it in my hand. Every day I eat it. Put it in my hand. I know that they will ask my wife, was he really eating it? I said, put it in my hand. She put it, I eat it. For 2 weeks again, we went back to the doctor. I said, check it again. The doctor checked. He said, it's still high. What do we do? Do we increase the dosage or prescribe a different medication? I said, that's enough now, doctor. Let's go home. I said, we'll come back to see you. We went home. 1 week later, we went back to the doctor. I said, doctor, check it now. He checked it. He said, what happened? I said, tell me the reading. He says, back to normal. I said, that's it. My wife, let's go. Now, what happened when I got home? I make a proclamation. I said, BP, go down to normal in the name of Jesus. And it went back straight to normal. And it's been normal since then. Now, when my brother in America heard the value of my BP before we went to the doctor, he said, how are you going? How are you surviving? What happened? Because when they read my own BP back here in America some time ago, they had to rush me to the emergency to force the BP down quickly because it was too high. And he says, mine was nothing near what they read of you. So how are you going? Now, even after he told me that I allowed the process to go for another 2 weeks or three, why was I not concerned about the reading of the BP? I didn't ask it to go down because I thought if it doesn't go down, there's a problem. It didn't matter. Because I have come to understand that if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in my body, that same spirit is the one that vitalizes my body. My life is no longer dependent on the blood that is running in it. When Jesus was raised from the dead by that spirit, Jesus didn't have blood in his body anymore. All the blood in the body of Jesus was drained out on the cross. 3 days later, he was raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit. And when Jesus came to his disciples, he said, touch my body. You can touch me and you can see that I'm flesh and bone. He didn't say I'm flesh and blood. No, he says I'm flesh and bone because the blood was not in there. So if Jesus was going about without blood, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter where your BP goes. Our life is not ordinary. We have been born from above. Jesus says, I am from above. We too have been born from above. I've explained to you how it is the same. We were created in the same mold. It's the same spirit that is in Christ Jesus that is in us.
The Bible shows to us that as the Father had life in himself, the God kind of life, it has pleased him that Jesus also should have life in himself. In other words, Jesus was life. He didn't need life from anywhere else. He didn't live to be sustained by even God the Father. He was just life, so self-sustained. He said that life, the God kind of life that made him God, he said that kind of life is the same life that we have received. He said that life, Jesus is life, the Zoe life. He says anyone that have Jesus have that life. If you have Jesus, you have that same God kind of life. Listen, brothers and sisters, you are not ordinary. You are carrying the God kind of life. Listen, brothers and sisters, the Bible says to us, if that, it says anyone that is joined together with the Lord Jesus, it says is one spirit with the Lord. It is the same spirit that is in Jesus that is in us. We might still look ordinary to the people of the world. He said, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But when Jesus shows up finally, he says, there is one thing we are sure of. He says, we shall be like him. We shall be like him. Every day of your life, as you are hearing God's word right now, brothers and sisters, there is a metamorphosis going on in your life. Metamorphosis. In English, it means there are changes going on in your life now. There are gradual changes going on in your life. But in the final analysis, when Jesus shows up, there is going to be a final transformation. Our physical body will be dropped out and a divine body will be put on us in a twinkling of an eye. Nobody sees how it's happening, but it's going to happen such that when Jesus shows up, it is not only our spirit that will be the same like his spirit, even our body will be same like the body Jesus is carrying. And it was that same body that Jesus carried with which he ascended into heaven. Brothers and sisters, there is going to be something that will happen according to what the Bible shows us. When Jesus shows up again in the sky, there is going to be a quick and a final transformation of our physical body, not of our spirit body, because our spirit body is entirely exactly like Jesus is right now. But when he shows up, our physical body is going to be transformed in a twinkling of an eye. Somebody could be seated next to you, he doesn't know what is happening. Your body is transformed and you are carried away straight into the heaven. That is what is called a rapture. Brothers and sisters, it's about to happen. If you're a Christian, you've got a glorious life, a life that is worth celebrating every time.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I am a child of God. From this day, amen." Congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please send us an email at cesydney@gmail.com. That is cesydney@gmail.com. God bless you.